You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today's shiur is on Bracha Me'ein Sheva. It's a continuation of last week's in a certain way, and we'll see. Last week we'll just talk about, was tonight we start the same Talmud of Bracha. Anybody know about the calendar? Anybody know anything about the calendar? No? Is he? I thought you would know. You know the difference between the Julian and August?
I find that one of the most confusing things in the world.
Yeah, but it's very, very simple. It's very simple, this. I mean, I'm sure there's much more, but if you look at the Beis Yosef, he says you start to do, say, Talamot on November 22nd. November, he calls it the 22nd. Vahu, that the next February, wouldn't have 29 days. That's what he says. So I remember when I first said what's going on. So I looked around, and then they didn't have the new tours that have in footnotes that have it. But the Zevin of all places, he says, that's the Julian calendar. We have the Augustus calendar. So as we all know, it was Julian Caesar. Everybody knows about him. So this is an amazing thing. How many days is in a solar year? 365 and?
A quarter,
right? That's what Julius Caesar said. But it's not true. In his time already, which is Pella, you know what this? What? It doesn't say, you know, that, but what's the, in his time, they were able to figure out that it was 11 minutes and 14 seconds less than that. Okay, now, so to say 365, and you have every year 365, by the way, originally, there were only 10 months in the year. That's not good to know. You know that. October, what does October mean? October, what is the word? Eighth. October is the 10th month. December is decimal, the 10th month. There were 10 months, that was it. Julius Caesar put in July, and Augustus Caesar put in August, or they did for them. So I don't know, I'm not sure. You have to read it, you have to find. Not now, please, okay? But Akoponim, the Julius Caesar, so he made it this way. So like 48 before Common Era, we call before Common Era, so he said that, so very simple, you make 365 days a year, and every 4 years you have your leap year, right? February 29th. For some reason February is 28th. That's all a different thing. That's not Nagel's. So that means that catches up one day. The problem was it's not, a quarter is, I did this with recently with the calculator, with the seconds. How many seconds a year? It's an amazing thing. Just, it's very simple to follow. Very simple to follow. It was, they knew then already that it was not 365 and a quarter. It was 11 minutes and 14 seconds less than 6 hours. It's mamish minute, right? But those 11 minutes and 14 seconds, every that you lose it, in other words, that he was missing that, after 128 years, you're missing almost a day. 0.99 something of a day. That means you're missing. You're a day behind. So it kept going.
That was the tool. Years ago, they wanted to put another day.
So power to 100. It ended up in the 1500s, it was 12 days behind. Because 128 times, 12 times already. It was 1600 years. So it fell back 12. So the Pope Augustus, whatever, got up one day and he said it's not anymore October 4th. They made it October 4th, or 11 days, October 15th. He skipped 11 days. They say this way the church didn't have to pay certain debts too. They got away with it. The whole, that I don't know about, you know, some of you can see that. But anyway, he changed 11 days. That's our calendar. But what did he do? To catch up for those 11 days, he said, does anybody know, when is the only time?
Every 100 years.
Oh, every 100 years, even though it's 4, 8, 12, there is no leap year. February is 28 days. You'll ask me, you'll ask me 16 years ago, 2000, not that way. Every 400 years is not that way. So the year 1600 and the year 2000 had leap years, but the years 1700, 1800, 1900, we don't know that many people lived. Your father knew what 1900 was. No, not yes.
No.
Sure. No, no. So those people, I remember when we did a Birkas Hacham, when I was there and said Birkas Hacham, he told me it was like the fourth time or something he was doing Birkas Hacham, fifth time. But I could pun him, so, oh, Penny. For sure. But he would have known. Penny, what's the difference? What's the Julian Caesar, Julian calendar in the Augustus?
Yeah, Gregorian.
How much? 11 days. So that's why it was used to be November 22nd, because every 128 years it would gain another day. So that is the closest, but as far as November 5th, it will change in the year 2100 to November 6th.
December.
So that's it. So now the shaila is like this. So tonight you say the same Talmud of Racha. So what's the din if you miss it on Friday? And you don't remember that you missed it till Friday night. So the Yeshus Yankov says it's totally in the Machlokes, the Tosfos, two Shitas and Tosfos, we said, whether you have to go back for Yalav Yovel. If you miss Yalav Yovel, let's say last Thursday, and you don't remember till Thursday night, so Ben Yehuda says you don't go back. What do you gain? You already daven Shemin Esrei. And Yalav Yovel you're not going to gain. It means you Yotze Shemin Esrei. And the Chochmei Provincia, the Russian, the Rabbanian, say, no, your Shemin Esrei was not a good Shemin Esrei. So the halacha is, the Rabbanian, Shalach and Shulchan Aruch is, you make a nedava. You make a nedava, and therefore, your Yaitza Tefillah, because according to Rosh Hashitas, you have to daven again, you made a nedava, and that's called a Chiddush, because you're Mesupik who the halacha is like. But Lamaisa is, that we said there's a Machloikis, if you can make a nedava on Shabbos. A Machloikis Rishonim. Right, some Yishayim say that Musaf you can't make a Nadava, because even though you can't make a Nadava on Karban Tamid, but we don't bring a Karban Tamid. We do connect the Karban Tamid. But Musaf, we say the Karbanis. We say the names of the Karbanis. So you can't make that into Nadava, right? And as far as Shabbos, there's no Nadavas on Shabbos. But the Tshuva Sarif, the Beis brings the Tshuva Sarif, that yeah, there's no Nadavas on Shabbos because it's Chil Shabbos. But there's no chil in davening again. So you're allowed to daven the daven Shabbos. The other shita say, since they made it like karbanos and you can't bring in a daven Shabbos, we don't make it a daven Shabbos. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh will be on Friday like it is next month, and you forget Yalav Yavoi, and you don't remember till Friday night, l'chayr you can't go back because there's no nedava, right? So what do you do with the same Talmud of Racha if you forget this Friday? So Shus Yankov says, you're stuck, you can't because you can't make a nedava. Reb Chaim says, no, you daven again. Why? Because Reb Chaim says that the pshat is, the same Talmud of Racha, is the nusach atfila. And as we explained last week, not the nusach necessarily of shmakal, of Baruch Aleinu. Because you see, if you miss it, you could say it in shmakal Aleinu. It's a nusach atfila, like Reb David said last week. So you have to doubt. But other chreinim, the chreinim before Reb Chaim said, no, it's askar ba'alma, just like Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so let's do a little, the bracha main zayin, we'll see the arrow we have to say here. Okay, the Gemara has a shayat, the Gei of Chanukah, the Gemara in Ibarlehu. Ma'u lahaskir shul Chanukah b'musafin. When you daven Musaf, Shabbos, Chanukah, right, this year, right, we have, when's Chanukah this year? Matzah Shabbos, right, so you have the seventh day is Shabbos. Do you say Chanukah, do you say Alanisim in Musafin? Why? He says, kiven de les be Musaf b'didei, since Chanukah, not like this. Every time you daven Yalav Yovas, even though Avada, you have to daven, right? But that day is mechayev you to bring Tmidin, right? So even though you have to bring a Tmidin anyway, but self kol self, it's a day that's mechayev you to bring a Tamid. So Memela, that day, Rosh Chodesh, is mechayev you, so you have to say Yalav Yovai in every tefillah, because mechayev you to bring those kabbanas. Masha Enkein on Chanukah, the only reason you say Al Nisim is because the day of Chanukah, but the day of Chanukah is not Mechayiv you in any of the Karbonis. In other words, it's not Mechayiv you in the Karbonis. Are you masker it in the Tefillahs? Because the day itself has three Tefillahs, but Chanukah has nothing to bring about a Musaf, so therefore maybe you don't make much. We do. That's the Gemara's Maskana, that's why it says in the Siddur. But the Gemara's a Shaila. Given the less by Musaf day, Lama Pinin, Odilma Yem Hushin Chayiv Arba. Shechayv ba'arba tefillah. So you have arba tefillahs that day, and after each tefillah you have to mention it. So Gemara's a shayla. Okay? So one of the Gemara's rayas is... it's out of order. The Gemara brings a memo from Rava. Yom tov shechal liyais b'shabis, shliach tzibur hayayrid lifnei ateva, who davens for the Amid. arvis, einot tzarech lahaske shul yamtuf. When he says what we call the bracha main zayin, he says, right, we know the bracha main zayin is exactly parallel. The Gemara says over there, shliach tziba yerid lifnei teva arvis, einot tzarech lahaske shul yamtuf. When he says the main zayin, he doesn't say it. Shil mola Shabbos, because one Shabbos, ein shliach tzibur yared arvis b'yom Shabbos. Because he wouldn't go, thank you, sorry. So just listen to Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah. Rambam says, b'leila Shabbos, Shabbosos, choyza shliach tzibur, ach shmispal lachash b'tzibur, u mispal b'kol ram, aval eina mispal sheva, brocha achas me'ein sheva, v'kachu oimra. Baruch atah Hashem alakenu alakenu v'seinu alevram itzkavi right akela godel, and he says that each one is parallel to the brachas that we say in Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a me'ein of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says you don't mention Yom Tov. So you see why? Because what's mechayiv you in saying this bracha? What's mechayiv you to say the bracha is Shabbos. So you see that even though it's Yom Tov, you don't say Yom Tov. In that one that the Yom Tov is not mechayev you, right? So Gemara says you can't compare. Achi Ashta, Hasam Bedinhu. Really, afilu Shabbos nami latzach. Even Shabbos you wouldn't have to make a bracha main zayin. Rabbanu did tikkuni mishum sakana. Rabbanu nisaka because of sakana. Avahacha yomu shenachay bar betfilas. But this is a day of Chanukah. Or this day of Chanukah is chayev in four tefilas. This day is not chayev main zayin. It's only mishum sakana. What does it mean mishum sakana? It's not clear. What does Gemara mean? Zoktashi mishum sakana mazikin. Shalah yu bata knisis sham b'yishuv. They used to make the bata knisis outside the where people lived, and it was a sakana. But kol shalay. So what about every night? We'll see. Kol shalay lachoril hayasuka melachtim. People were very busy. There were not that many people came to daven, or used to daven early, like we see in Rishonim, right? Ubegamrin melachtim when they finished work, mespal avos beis and used to daven in the house. What a minute, without a minute, but they sit down in their homes. V'lo you born bebeit kness, they didn't come to shul. Avalel Shabbos born, everybody stopped working, they came to shul. V'choshu, they're afraid, sheyeh she'ein memarin lavoi, v'shoin l'achatfil, there were some that came late, they were preparing for Shabbos, so, you know, people come late Friday night, and by the time they finished davening, this one or two fellas, because there was a lot of people now in shul, would still be davening, and he would go back, would be a sakana. That'd be mazikin, right? The Gemara says on Bechlau Friday night is mazikin. Lekach erichu tefila b'tzibur, tefila satzibur. Therefore, they made the tzibur daven. In other words, they just went ahead and made the tzibur daven. Made the chazal kept davening, meaning a me'ein zayin, in order that other people should catch up at tefila. That's the purpose of it. And the Rambam says this too. Right, that's the Gemara. By the way, just tam, good to know. This is just al smusa number four. Take a look at number four. B'sefer Chassidim, two brings. Maisa b'chosid echad. Shiro chosid acher b'moisa. In his dream, upon of Marikas, he saw his face was green. Was Amalei lama panecha Marikas. Amalei pnei sheisi medaba v'yachulu. B'shosh atzibur ayim ayim b'moisa. B'racha magan aves. Magan aves b'dvaray. Ubi izgadel. Right? He says that he used to talk by Kaddish, by Yachulu. It says that you see that even then you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't talk because whatever. It says, I think in Shulchan Aruch might bring this to the halacha. Okay, akoponim, that's the bracha main zayin. Now, in the Rambam also says, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos that we saw before, Hilchos Tefillah, I'm sorry, in Paraktes, the Rambam says, Lama tiknu, actually I have it here, I believe. Yeah, in 9. V'lama tiknu, he doesn't go into what they did during. He says because a big island came Friday night, there's more people come to shul. Somebody might come late. He didn't finish his davening. Somebody is davening late, so they kept davening. Okay, that's the Rambam, that's Rashi. However, number 5, the Torah says like this, Kosev Rab Amram, Tah, let's say a person made a mistake, V'lo hiske shol Shabbos ba'arvis. Like we said, the person starts davening, and he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night, he forgets, you know, to daven Shemoneh Esrei, And he forgot to mention Shabbos. And the din is you have to go back for davening. Okay, you have to go back for davening. Machzir noisus, you have to go back because he didn't mention Shabbos. The kosav Rav Moshe Goyin kosav. I'm sorry. Yochid shatah v'lo hiske akadash v'lo Shabbos. He forgot to mention Shabbos. Im shoma mashatz. If you listen to the shatz, magen avoyz bedvaroi. Shehu shehi birchas me'ein sheva meroish va'at soif yotza yedei chavasa. If a person forgot to daven to say Shabbos. He didn't daven at all. Shama be a shatz. That's not. The person came in late and he doesn't want to stay. So he went, goes to the shliach tzibur. Be meitzimi shama mipi shliach tzibur magen avos meroish vaatzayif yotza yedei chavasa. He's yotza yedei chavasa. That's the quote from the Goyim from him.
Is this dafki hearing from the shatz?
Who?
Is this dafki hearing it from the shatz?
Or can he say it himself? That's a good point. We're not going to go into it. They bring that could even say it himself. That's no lach already, but we're not going into that. V'teimu, frektum tur. Kiven shemach zirinoi, so since you got to go back in Mo'ezka Shabbos, eich yoitza bracha achas mein zayin. Ay, v'loi domi l'mashkosu bahag, yochet sholizke 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 sholizke. By the way, he says over there, he listens. By the way, the deek from over here, Shemeh Kol Tfila, is mashra, not like that Rash Megarmizan that we mentioned last week, that the Pre-Chodesh says. The Pre-Chodesh says that according to the Bahag, that you yaitze by listening to the Shlich Tzibur, no, you don't have to daven Shemeh Nesu again if you miss Yalvi. We don't do it, the Poiskim say, because we're not Mechavim. But Mekah Din, the Bahag says, you can go over to Shlich Tzibur and tell him to be Meitze you in Shemeh Nesu, and therefore Yalvi Yava of Rish Chodesh. So the Pri Chodesh brings a Rash Megarmizan that could be, you don't even have to hear the whole Shemen Esra from the Shir Tzibur. Because the Pshat is, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's not the Pshat, you're missing the davening, you're missing the Askara. So just the way to say the Askara is through Shemen Esra. So you just have to hear the Askara, you don't have to hear the Shemen Esra. Tur is Amasha that way. He says, Shemea Kola Tfila. Has to hear the whole Tfila. Unless the Tur holds like the other Shita, but it's Amasha that way. Avahacha, eich yaitza b'bikas mein zayin b'makam sheva. How you yaitza with brach mein zayin? It's not a bracha. You can be yaitza, pashas yina yaitza. Which, if a guy's stuck, he doesn't know benching bal peh, but he knows alamichya bal peh. Does he say alamichya? What would you say? A guy didn't...
Has a tzura of benching.
Yeah, it doesn't have three brachas, but has a tzura of benching. So Dagum Avav wants it's Machlokes Dagum Avav and the Magen Avram. He's like assuming that you see from this tour, if it's a stick of right to that she, I think Magen Avram says, you're not Yaitza. Chazal Mesak in three brachas, four brachas, not a Me'ain. Me'ain is a different takana. That's what the tour is tying over here too. Comes along the base says, if the query answers this kasha. Kosov Rabbamim Tovolo Hiskish Shabbos Rabbis, Vetemahu, Kivan Shemachzirin, right? Oh, so ain't suffix sheshet my divrei goyim elif. Rather, the kasha is a good kasha. Kama shetama rabbeinu, how can be yitzah? Ach yesh loyim shetama goyim elu. The kivin that tefilas arvus rishus. Right, we know tefilas arvus rishus. Loy chamiri kishar tefilas. It's not as chamer as other tefilas. The Rav Moshe could say, the Rav Ben Troy could say, in other words, legabe missing part of the skar Shabbos, legabe missing the whole thing. V'chein nir medivrei smag sheviyai divrei goyim elu shetama mishum the tefilas arvus rishus. But the reason is tefilas arvus rishus. In other words, there's certain coolers that they gave because of tefilas arvus rishus. Now, in other words, again, we daven tefilas arvus, they give a cool. Can anybody think of one cooler that we still use tefilas arvus rishus? What? That could be, right? There's one side that would. What? Okay. It's hard to imagine. If you ever used it, okay, I don't know. Okay, if a person's, Israel is saying, if a person is a tircha, he already took off his belt or whatever, all kinds of things, tefillah savishus. But look at the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. In number 7. Let's talk about regular davening. Mincha, Shachris. Tzibur goes back three, Shlosh Psiyas Lachurv. V'yamoid. Maslum is Paul B'kol Ram, Metchilas Abrachas. By the way, Kesem Mishra is Medayik, V'yamoid. That the Shir Tzibur goes back and doesn't come back. He says, he davens from his spot. Ve'yamoid. He says, ve'ein noigin came. So other achorim say, no, the Rambam doesn't mean ve'yamoid, it means ve'yamoid, don't just run back. Think a little and then start Shemin Esra. But it's a nice diik. Umespal b'kol Rambam mitchilas ha'brachas lohoitzim, why do we have Sheikh Tzibur? Lohoitzim misha lohispal. Va'kol oinu v'shemin v'oinu n'amein, yavtach ha'kol bracha bracha. Bein eilu shelo yotzi dechvasim, bein eilu shekva yotzi dechvasim. Yadua, the Rambam made a takana in certain, in Chalav, and in Aleppo, and in Syria, and certain Sephardic countries, that they didn't daven, because people used to talk the whole Chazar Sashat, some new thing, and they will never listen. So he made it that they don't daven, and they have to be yaitzu with the chazan. And they were knowing that way till 50 years ago in Syria and other places like that. But the purpose of Chazar Sashat is to be mighty pur. Okay. Zogt, the Rambam in 8. The 8, he talks about Ma'ariv, right? Perktes alachates. The third line. Ve'enoi choizel espal b'koram. We don't have Chazar Sashat at night. Why not? How come we don't have Chazar Sashat at night? Ve'ein mechoizes b'abakoram arvis lefi she'ein tefilas arvis choiva, because it's rishus, it's not a choiva. Lefi kach lo yivarch birchos levatola she'ein kan adam shenischay behem kedei letziya dechavase, because no one to be mitzip. The Rambam said this is it's not beforeish anyway. It's a Rambam. Other Rishonim say too that the reason you don't have chazos shatz at night is because tefilas arvis rishus and you don't have anyone to be, you don't have to be mitzip. The Rambam calls it birchos levatola. Okay.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's what you're saying. That means, right, but it's not this. Oh, so we'll see in the Rambam sheet itself. Good. But let's first see this other Rambam. Then the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph talks about, we saw before, why you have Bracha Mein Zayin. Okay. The Mechaber, 10, right? Reisa Meches Yud Gimel. Im Ispal Shochol Voliske Shabbos, Shor Ispal Kav Hashom Hashatz, Bracha Mein Zayin, Beresh Ratzayif Yatza. So the din is, we hold, you are Yaitz. The Beis Yosef said, because since Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, Memela, you can go ahead and be Moitzi somebody with Bracha Me'ein Zayin. Shaila is, okay, what's the Mokar? Call it the Gagoyin. Look at the Gagoyin over here. Gagoyin brings a Mokar to this halacha. The Gagoyin says, Im Shagoinim Mefarshim Sham. In other words, till now we know, what's the reason you make a bracha me'ein zayin? You make a bracha me'ein zayin because, like the Rashi and Rambam say, because there were people that davened long, and they would be, if you'd leave shul, you'd have to go home themselves. It would be a chashash of mazikin. This way, if you walk alone, the mazikin don't start up with them. But the goyim hold it could be mitzi person. Mechitayis could be mitzi. It's just a takana to say it. That's the kasha. That's the tour's kasha. So Beis Yosef says, you could be mekel because tefilas arvis. Good, it's very nice. You could be mekel because tefilas arvis. But where do you get a makkah to say this? Mechateisi to say this. You're saying that's the reason, but mechateisi. So the goyin, I didn't find anyone before the goyin. I looked all these shem don't say this. Shagoinim mefarshim. You have 11. Shem mishum sakana oisin sheboin achar tefila kedei shlo yitztachu lispalel v'yoytzin b'shatz. You hear? Those who came late, so it's not the pshat that those who came late, they daven. They will be yoitzu with the shatz. In other words, the Goyin saying is, if the whole purpose was in order to delay, to give them time, say shir malas, say einay leharim, I don't know, you know, I'm a nine yavah ez. Alma niskana lohoitzi mi shelo yispalo. Vokolshka mi shelo hiske shabbos. That was the whole purpose. Was he's saying that they learn that the sakana was not people that came late. It says mishum sakana. That's all the Gemara says. A person davened, and all of a sudden he says, "Ooh, I forgot to say Shabbos." So a person came late and didn't daven, right? So now he's going to daven. So what they did was have the shlich tzibur be moitzi him. The shlich tzibur, that was the goof of the takana. The goof of the takana was to be moitzi. I mean, the grain slang, that's the pshat in these shittas. The pshat these shittas is not mishum sakana, people who happen to come late to shul and they daven late. The people who missed Shemin Esra, meaning they daven Shemin Esra, and they didn't say Shabbos. They, by mistake, they daven Shulchan. Right? Especially in those days, they used to daven Baal Peh, right? So they davened, they forgot to say Shabbos. So now they say, Ivey, I got to daven again. So well, we're not waiting for you, we're going home. So no, they made a takana. So they made a chazar sashatz, a short chazar sashatz. And those people were yaitzu with the chazan. That's what the goyim learns pshat in these shitas, that you could be moitzi am shebesadis. That's the kol shekhen he means. I don't know if he means, he says, because you see, the Gemara says that people used to be not come to shul on Yom Tov because they were taking in their fields. So the shir tzibu was moitzi them. Okay, but he says, that's what the goyim learns. Okay, so just a few things on this for just a moment. Now, according to this, that you yaitzeh with the chazan, right? So here's an interesting zach also. I once walked into a Friday night, I came to daven Chol HaMoed many, many years ago. And I opened up the Yitzhak Tefillah Siddur, stop look at it. And it says, you know, he has like certain halachas in the Yitzhak Tefillah Siddur. And he says over there that you daven Shabbos Shmanesra, it's Chol HaMoed, you say Yalla V'yavva, and if you forget to say Yalla V'yavva, you don't go back. So at first I thought it was a mamish atos gomer, because the only time you don't go back, if you don't say Yalvi Yavai, is Rosh Chodesh, because Eim Akad Shechosh B'layla. But Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, how could you say you don't go back? Yeah, so I'm thinking about it, and then I realized there's a Rebbe Vega. Maybe it means that, look at the Rebbe Vega number 12. This is in Hilchis Mashi V'ruach Umayr Degeshem. So the din is if you forget to say Mashi Ruach Mayer Geshem, Gemara says, we learned last week, you go back. Niru l'aniyaz daiti. Bilel Shabbos. Im shochach loima Mashi Ruach, de'ein machzin. You don't have to go back. Yeah? If you forget to say Mashi Ruach Mayer Geshem Friday night, you don't go back. De'ho im espal rak main zayin, yotza. Right? Kedisa rei samaches, Maganavam. Maganavam is the one close to Beis Eisef. Because tefillas avishus, meaning that the Shir Tziba, that's going on this halacha. Shliach Tzibah could be Maitzi you, is Maitzi you. So you see your Yaitza. So David said, could be even if you say by yourself your Yaitza. Right? But what do you see? After Bebekah's main Zion, ain't a maski Geshem. There's no Geshem in there. There's no Haskarah's Geshem. Right? There's no Haskarah's Geshem in. So what do you see? Bemashis Baal said, Vikarai, Rakshaliski Geshem. Hologurim, Main Zion, Zion Sheva, Vitzachli Ian Ladina. Kivega says, we don't understand why, but you don't say Mashi Ruach. So vice dice that the Shmanesa of Shab Friday night does not require a Mashi Ruach that's Ma'akiv. I once made a cheshbin, you know, the Rishonim ask, Yushamit says that you say 30 days Mashi Ruach, so it's 90 times. So Magen Avraham asks, it's not 90, it's 90 something times. So there's a way it comes out 90. If a certain day falls out on Shmini Atzeres falls on a certain day, because you have less Musafim, I remember, and if you don't include Friday night, because according to Kivega, Friday night, your Yaitzah without saying Mashiach, it comes on 90. I don't have it in my mind. But Akoponim, the Kivega time is your Yaitzah. I had also another, I always was wondering, a lot of shuls, you ever see, I don't know, you tell me, maybe the Yekas do it, I don't know. By Magen Avos, does the Shliach Tzibur do Kriya? Magen Avos B'dvarai, does he go down? Huh?
If he should, he should go down from the beginning.
By
Baruch Atah Hashem.
Yeah, but I meant Baruch Atah Hashem. Yeah, I meant by the beginning of Baruch Atah. Huh? Yeah, I've seen it, and I've seen them go back 3 steps. Then go back afterwards. Right? You don't have to say Oysa Shalom, you go back. That's the din. If you don't say, you still go back. So I looked around, and there's a sefer Zechi Yosef, a big goyin who's a meridik abaki. He talks about it, whether you're mechuyev to go back or not, whether you're mechuyev to do a kriya. I don't
say, if it's part of the shebin want to say it if you're down in the house, it's not like a house.
The house, they didn't make the takana.
But you say the other half.
No, you say Vayechulu. Vayechulu. No, just Vayechulu. All right.
So would the same thing be different if a person is davening in a house, though, according to...
Oh, so that's the shock in the Yochid say it now. The woman is sacking it. Because usually in a house, people don't come late. They're there. No, but a guy taka forgot. So they allow, that's what the place will go, he could say.
The person forgets Masha for davening in a house.
No, no, Kiveg is saying not because he's listening. No, he's not saying be yaitzu with the chazen.
No, he's saying,
you're yaitzu. Yeah, it doesn't matter the house or not house. You see your yaitzu means Zion. It doesn't change according to the place.
Friday night
yaitzu. Friday night doesn't need Masha Ruchim or Geshem. So then I thought, so Memela, if it doesn't, you don't say Yala V'yavoy there. You don't say Yala V'yavoy. So if you don't say Yala V'yavoy, maybe it's Amaak of the Tefillah either. If you yaitzu with that, Yala V'yavoy is the same thing. So not so posh, because take a look at this. Let's go back to maybe I forgot to put it in. No, it's my fault.
How is it different
than Avinenu? Huh?
Isn't the same question by Avinenu?
The what?
You don't say tefillin, but you don't have certain askaras on Avinenu.
But you have Mashiach Ruach.
Yes, so
Gemara says don't say it. Gemara says Taka, don't say it those days. You don't say by Avdallah, by right. Oh, so let's take a look over here. In in 13, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an Eli Rabbah. Shein, you don't go back, and it's talking about Marv. Shein tefilas arvis chayver rak mitzvah lenis chayba adam shlach shatz. Afilo idna, even nowadays, the kavua chayva, that's a chayv, mekom makom lo olam menagel ashevu chuvah kadei la tshuche tzibur la achse shatz betfila. Whereas even though we daven, they weren't matriach the tzibur to go back and daven again, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, that's one thing. And in number 14, in Bir Lacha, he says, on Yud Gimel, to be yaitzu with the chazan. Oh yeah, no, it's included in this. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that on Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, you do not say, you're not masking Yom Tov. That's the Gemara that we just had. That's the Gemara, right? So Zokta Be'Alacha, V'Kol Zeh Mahani Lev Shabbos Echod. You could be Yoitza. Avol B'Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, Ein Yoitza B'Brachas Mein Zayin Hoyel Ve'Ein Masking Yom Tov. Bebirkas me'ein zayin, which would be not like the way I was saying, legabe cholamoid, also lechayre. That's what he brings from the Eli Rabbah. You can't be yoitzel, because the pshat is not that they were makel. Pshat is since Yom Tov's not mechayv me'ein zayin, right? So the question is the following: why do you if you can't be yoitzel, according to the Goinim's shita, which we paskin. Why did you make a bracha on Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos? What do you have to? What do you need it for? What were they masakin it for? For what purpose? If you can't, yeah, but you can't be yaitzah. You can't be yaitzah. In other words, you're not being yaitzah anyone. So why do it? So chay, one could say it's a loy and a chanami. What's a loy? What? Yeah, no, what I'm saying. But if you hold like the Goinim that the purpose was it to be yaitzah, so I'm like. Like the Galian says, to be moitzi, you're not being moitzi anyone. Echves, it could be. We mentioned Shabbat. Let's say a person forgot to daven. It's Rosh Chodesh, and in a month from now, right? Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Person davens and he forgets to say Yalla V'Yavoy. So what's a din? Goes back. Shachas, he forgot to say. So he goes back. He davens again, Yal V'Yavei, and in that tefillah, he forgot to say the same Talumata Levracha.
He said it the first time.
What's the din?
Does that go back again?
What?
Does that go back again?
Third time. Yeah. Why? No. The Machlekes Rishayinim. So he'll be more than that. Whereas she is saying it's the Machlekes Rishayinim. According to those that say that each one, it's a real good feel, except you don't have the askara. So each askara by itself is good enough. Ragachov has a similar shaila. I think the stipe also has it in brachas. If a Yom Tov Techalias B'Shabbos, a guy benches. And let's assume that benching is the same as davening. A guy benches the first time he's a shlemiel, and he forgets, we would say, and he says Yalav Yava. Second time he's a shlemazel, and he forgets, and he doesn't say Yal V'Yom. Does he have to bench a third time? So he says it's the Chayt Tola in this Machlokes. If you say it's a good davening, so this one's a good davening, this one's a good davening. The purpose of it was to incorporate this askar. You did askars. But if you're not Yaitze, so each tefillah you're not Yaitze. Over here there's an added addition, because according to Reb Chaim, according to everybody you're not Yaitze. According to Reb Chaim, because you don't sing Saint Talmud of Racha, is a chesaron in the tefillah. According to Shus Yankov, depends on Machlokes. So it's a shtickle more of a suffix. But anyway, so maybe you say, so like this. What if a person davened Friday, Shabbos Shechalias B'Yomtiv, and he forgot to daven, he forgot to mention Shabbos. He davened a Yomtiv Dika davening, and he forgot to daven Shabbos. What's the din? The Shari Tshuva says like this, that if you forgot to say, that you can daven again, right, to say Shabbos, and could be, if you said Shabbos, and you forgot Yom Tov this time, you're Yaitza. Because you mitzvah like that Shaila. So what if a guy taka was such a situation, he could be Yaitza Tefillah with the main Zayin. In other words, if he forgot on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So instead of going back, he can listen to the Shliach Tzibur just for Shabbos. That could be. Maybe it's gonna. Shabbos, do you say Loi Plug? So where's the one time... If you would wonder one time we don't say Maganavus, anybody remembers? Pesach, exactly. It's a Lach and Shulchan Aruch, and Tov Pei Zion. You don't say Pesach. Why? Because on Pesach, the it's a Leil Shimurim. So because it's Leil Shimurim, it's like Shteit Mishaydim. But since it's a Leil Shimurim, so you don't say Main Zion. Because the whole purpose is Sakana, you're not worried about Sakana. So. You see, you don't. What?
Also, there's an Indian about if you don't daven there regularly.
Yeah, that's a different thing because there's no. That's what David mentioned.
Is it Shabbos?
What? No. Yom Tov, the first night of Pesach. If Pesach falls on Shabbos, we don't say. Oh, so you see, you don't say Loi Plug. Oh, so what? Oh. So you don't say Loi Plug, right? You don't say Loi Plug. So 1 second. Now, what's the din? If Yom Tov falls out on Friday, and then do you say Friday night Magen Avos? What? So in Tshuva, it's a Tshuvas Rivash. What?
People come to Shul all time.
Oh, so Tshuvas Rivash says a whole story where Reuven got up for the Amun. He's about to say Bracha Main Zayin in such a situation. Shimon starts yelling at him. He says, you don't have to say it because, like Abzil said, people come on time. It's what are you doing exactly on Yom Tov? Everybody's there on time. That's what he says. And Reuven said, what are you talking about? Chazal Masakin. And Shimon says, if you do it, you're in Nidui. I'm putting you in Cherim. And then he did it. And he starts screaming, and they start fighting. He describes their fight in shul. I don't know, my mission, the 1400. They're fighting like anything in shul. He's right over there. And they ask Rivash, you know, is he nidui the guy? So he says, the guy's right. He has to say main zayin. He says, aye, people don't come late to shul. He says, there are still people who come late to shul. He says, there are people, amshu besadas. There are plenty of reasons to, he says. The goyin, maybe I forgot to move. The goyin on this halacha says loy plug. He says, even though you don't have the reason, he says loy plug. So Shaila is, what about Pesach? Is Pesach because they want to be mefarsim it? That what? Yeah, and I'm saying you want to be mefarsim. Maybe that could be. So my Shaila is like this. According to all this that we're saying, and there's a little more to say. We'll do it a different time. Could it be that next Friday, if somebody forgets to say Saint Talamat of Racha? Right? Somebody forgets to say Saint Talmud of Racha. Right? So according to Abraham, he has to go back. According to that sheet, the Friday night. Right? According to everybody. According to Shus Yankov, not. Because Shus Yankov says, you're not gaining anything. Can he be Yaitza with the Chazan? Can he listen to the Chazan Friday night, tell the Chazan, be Yemaitza me main Zayin for Tashlumin for the Mincha that I missed? And Intim Suleimai could, what if there's a guy who didn't daven on Shabbos, or forgot to say Shabbos, and he tells the Chazan, be Moitzi me, Mayriv, for the Mayriv that I miss. So Shliach Tzibah is Moitzi two people. One for mincha and one for mag. I don't know. What will be the din? Can you do that?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not. Okay. You need a raya shtickle.
No, but I'm saying stam. If a shliach tzibus yoytz to somebody
who needed
a tashlumen,
you could do for mincha. You're saying that you could be moitz to something tashlumen. I don't know.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.